And there's the Puerto Taco LOS CSM.
Animal Shield, I don't believe we've quite reached the rim yet.
Although
we can't be too far away, and I think
certainly
we'll find that these samples are
Goldstone has it.
Pretty far down in Kong Crater.
Roger out.
Almost white in color, a very definite difference in color, which we'll document. We notice that beneath this dark brown regolith, there is a very light brown layer, and I think we'll get a core tube right here to show that. As a matter of fact, I think I'll do that right now.
Roger, Al. And for your information, we won't be doing the polymetric experiment.
Understand you will not be.
That's fine. You can delete that one.
Medium flow, and I'm comfortable. No flags.
Okay, I'm reading 375 and 48 on oxygen. I'm now at mid flow, having just shifted, and I'm comfortable.
Roger.
Okay, LPM deploy.
Shepard, Mitchell stopping short of the rim of Cone Crater in a boulder field. At this position, they will take a magnetometer reading, gather samples, including perhaps a football-sized rock, and photography.
Okay, the core tube sample turned out to only be about three-quarters of a tube. The area is apparently very rocky, but I did get down into the second layer, the underlying layer of the regolith, which was white as opposed to being dark brown.
Shepard reports taking core sample.
Roger, Al. Understand you got down to another layer that looked white below the dark brown.
On second thought, to get that core tube, it's too granular. Most of the material came out of the tube. I'll just scoop a couple of samples and bag it of the two top layers.
All right, girl.
Y, 4.6, D, 37.0, X 4.9, Y 4.5, Z 7.5, and it's still going up. Let's see. Let me give you one more set. X is 4.6, Y is 4.4, Z is 8.0. And it seems steady at that level.
Roger, Ed copied all four sets, and all were taken on low setting. And you can discard the instrument at this point.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank
you. Okay, it is done.
And Al, did you say you had taken a sample of the white boulder, or was that too large a sample?
Right now I'm sampling a layer up to this kind of a light gray just under the regolith. That was in bag number 9 and bag number 10 was a sample of some of the surface rocks that were right around that area. It looked like kind of a secondary impact that had disrupted the surface regolith and got on down into the gray area.
Roger.
Heart rates on the two crew members down appreciably now. Shepard 108, Mitchell 86. Shepard working harder at this time, taking samples while Mitchell leveling the magnetometer.
Okay, and Ed, is the LPM still in your immediate area then?
Yep.
Okay, they wanted a temperature reading off of it.
Okay, wait a minute. Yeah, okay.
Okay, and Al,
you want to know one?
Did you mention either seeing a white boulder or a brown, brownish gray boulder earlier?
I mentioned that the boulder was definitely whitish in color, Fred, and we'll be over there in a minute. Not in our immediate vicinity. Definitely looks worthwhile sampling.
That's the confirmation occurred here, and I would like you to sample from the white boulder. Go ahead, Ed.
125 on the LPM.
Roger, copy.
Okay, where did you hit for him?
Well,
okay.
One thing we ought to do, might drag the mat with us, is see that white boulder down there?
Yeah, I saw it. That's
we can sample both types of boulders right down in the area, so let's go right down there.
Right.
And, can you give us a feel, Houston, about when you'd like us to leave the area?
Okay, our estimated time of departure is in about 8 minutes, 7.5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, about the hammer? I'll grab it.
Okay, I guess we just, run down there this way, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
I see one of these boulders, Fred O, is broken open. They're really brown boulders on the outside, and the interface that's broken is white. And there's another one that most of it is white. They are right in the same area.
Okay, Ed, I assume you're going to sample some of those.
That's probably
That's where we're headed right now. It's about 50 yards away.
Why don't you go on down to start? Let me bring the med down.
All right. Yeah, it's further than it looked.
That's the order of the day.
Okay, Fredo, I'm right in the midst of a whole pile of very large boulders here. Let's see what I can do to grab a meaningful sample.
Roger, Ed.
First of all, let me start by photographing.
Just going around picking up hand-sized grab samples from the immediate vicinity of where Ed is operating. I have a couple that are going in bag 16.
Roger.
Apollo Control Houston, 134 hours, 24 minutes, 2 hours, 36 minutes since cabin depress. Two of the stops have been deleted in the traverse. The tasks that were scheduled for Station E will be moved back to Station G. The next stop will be at Station F from
yep, that one. That's a good hit. There's a football-sized rock system coming out of
will not be bagged. It is, appears to be the prevalent rock of the boulders of the area.
Got it. Roger, Al, we copy.
Have to go in one of the Z, man.
Right.
Okay, you got samples of that white rock?
Yeah, I got one larger particle.
Okay, put it right in here.
Think they'll go.
Yeah. Point tubes out of the way. Put it go. Okay, we'll just
carry
back that way.
Okay, now Annette, we have about one more minute here, let's see.
Okay, we're moving on down the hill now. Hey, can you see where from here?
No.
You're all right, you're fine.
I can't even see Triplet from here.
Okay,
let's
wait
a minute, Al. Let me take one quick look at the map before we move. Waste a minute looking.
Why don't you take the map, and I'll just head down to John Larry and the Lamb, and you'll probably get enough elevation view from down there so I can see where. Okay, we'll leave you.